Chapter 13 Flying with Drones. Drones are mobile robots that move in the environment by flying around. Initially connected to warfare, drones have become a powerful innovation for leisure, exploration, commercial delivery, and much more. However, military development still lurks behind developments and causes concern from many AI experts and public figures who foresee them as possibly unstoppable killing machines. Flying is something that people have done since the Wright brothers first flew on December 17, 1903. However, humans have always wanted to fly, and legendary thinkers such as Leonardo da Vinci, a Renaissance genius, put their minds to the task. Flying technology is advanced, so drones are more mature than other mobile robots, because the key technology to make them work is well understood. The drone's frontier is to incorporate AI. Moving by flying poses some important limits on what drones can achieve, such as the weight they can carry or the actions they can make when arriving at a destination. This chapter discusses the present state of drones, consumer, commercial, and military. It also explores the roles drones might play in the future. These roles for drones depend partly on integration with AI solutions, which will give them more autonomy and extended capabilities in moving and operating. Acknowledging the state of the art. Drones are mobile robots that fly and have existed for a long time, especially for military uses, where the technology originated. The official military name for such flying machines is Unmanned Aircraft System, UAS. More commonly, the public better knows such mobile robots as drones because their sound resembles the male bee. But you won't find the term in many official papers because officials prefer names like UAS, or Unmanned Aerial Combat Vehicles, UACV, or Unmanned Aerial Vehicles, UAV, or even RPA, Remotely Piloted Aircraft. Flying Unmanned to Missions. Resembling a standard airplane, but generally in smaller form, military drones are flying wings. That is, they have wings and one or more propellers, or jet engines, and to some extent aren't very different from airplanes that civilians use for travel. The military versions of drones are now in their sixth generation. Military drones are unmanned and remotely controlled using satellite communications, even from the other side of the Earth. Military drone operators acquire telemetry information and vision as transmitted from the drone they control, and the operators can use that information to operate the machine by issuing specific commands. Some military drones perform surveillance and reconnaissance tasks, and thus they simply carry cameras and other devices to acquire information. Others are armed with weapons and can carry out deadly attacks on objectives. Some of the deadliest of these aircraft match the capabilities of manned aircraft and can travel anywhere on Earth, even to places where a pilot can't easily go. Military drones have a long history. Just when they began is a topic for much debate, but the Royal Navy began using drone-like planes for target practice in the 1930s. The U.S. used actual drones regularly as early as 1945 for targets. Starting in 1971, researchers began to apply hobbyist drones to military purposes. John Stuart Foster, Jr., a nuclear physicist who worked for the U.S. government, had a passion for model airplanes and envisioned the idea of adding weapons to them. That led to the development of two prototypes by the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, in 1973, But the use of similar drones in the past decade by Israel in Middle Eastern conflicts was what spurred interest and further development of military drones. Interestingly enough, 1973 is the year that the military first shot a drone down using a laser, of all things. The first drone killing occurred in 2001 in Afghanistan. Of course, a human operator was at the other end of the trigger then. People debate whether to give military drones AI capabilities. Some feel that doing so would mean that drones could bring destruction and kill people through their own decision-making process. However, AI capabilities could also enable drones to more easily evade destruction or perform other non-destructive tasks, just as AI helps guide cars today. It could even steady a pilot's movements in harsh weather, similar to how the Da Vinci system works for surgeons. See the Assisting a Surgeon section of Chapter 7 for details. Presently, military drones with killing capabilities are also controversial because the AI would tend to make the act of war abstract and further dehumanizing, reducing it to images transmitted by drones to their operators and to commands issued remotely. Yes, the operator would still make the decision to kill, but the drone would perform the actual act, distancing the operator from the responsibility of the act. Tip: discussions about military drones are essential in this chapter because they interconnect with the development of civilian drones and influence much of the present discussion on this technology through public opinion. Also, giving military drones full autonomy inspires stories about an AI apocalypse that have arisen outside the sci-fi field and become a concern for the public. Meeting the quadcopter. Many people first heard about consumer and hobbyist quadcopter drones, and then about commercial quadcopter drones, such as the one employed by Amazon through the mobile phone revolution. Most military drones aren't of the copter variety today, but you can find some, such as the Duke University TCAD drone. The military copter drones actually started as hobbyist prototypes. However, mobile phones were integral to making all this work. As mobile phones got smaller, their batteries also became smaller and lighter. Mobile phones also carry miniaturized cameras and wireless connectivity, all features that are needed in a contemporary drone. A few decades ago, small drones had a host of limitations. They were radio-controlled using large command sets. They needed a line of sight, or you would have flown blind. They were fixed-wing small airplanes with no hovering capability. They ran on noisy diesel or oil engines, limiting their range and user-friendliness. Recently, light lithium polymer batteries have allowed drones to run on smaller, quieter, and reliable electric motors, be controlled by wireless remote controls, rely on video feedback signals from the drones, no more line-of-sight requirement. Drones also possess GPS, accelerometers, and gyroscopes now, all of which appear as part of consumer mobile phones. These features help control position, level, and orientation, something that's useful for phone applications but also quite essential for flying drones. Thanks to all these improvements, drones changed from being fixed-wing airplane-like models to something similar to helicopters, but using multiple rotors to lift themselves in the air and take a direction. Using multiple rotors creates an advantage. Contrary to helicopters, drones don't need variable-pitch rotors for orientation. Variable-pitch rotors are more costly and difficult to control. Drones instead use simple fixed-pitch propellers which can emulate as an ensemble the same functions of variable-pitch rotors. Consequently, you now see multi-rotor drones, tricopter, quadcopter, hexacopter, and octacopter, respectively having 3, 4, 6, or 8 rotors to use. Among the different possible configurations, the quadcopter took the upper hand and became the most popular drone configuration for commercial and civilian use. Based on 4 rotors of small size, with each one oriented to a direction, an operator can easily turn and move the drone around by applying a different spin and speed to each rotor. Defining uses for drones. Each kind of drone has current and futuristic applications and consequently different opportunities to employ AI. The large and small military drones already have their parallel development in terms of technology, and those drones will likely see more use for surveillance, monitoring, and military action in the field. Experts forecast that military uses will likely extend to personal and commercial drones, which generally use different technology from the military ones. Some overlap exists, such as Duke University's TCAD, which actually started life in the hobbyist world. Apart from rogue uses of small but cheap and easily customizable drones by insurgents and terrorist groups, governments are increasingly interested in smaller drones for urban and indoor combat. Indoor places like corridors or rooms are where intervention capabilities of aircraft-size Predator and Reaper military drones are limited, unless you need to take down the entire building. The same goes for scout drones such as Ravens and Pumas, because these drones are made for the operations on the open battlefield, not for indoor warfare. Commercial drones are far from being immediately employed from shop shelves onto the battlefield, although they offer the right platform for the military to develop various technologies using them. An important reason for the military to use commercial drones is that off-the-shelf products are mostly inexpensive compared to standard weaponry, making them both easily disposable and employable in swarms comprising a large number of them. Easy to hack and modify, they require more protection than their already hardened military counterparts do. Their communications and controls could be jammed electronically, and they need the integration of some key software and hardware parts before being effectively deployed in any mission. Navigating in a closed space requires enhanced abilities to avoid collisions, to get directions without needing a GPS, whose signals aren't easily caught while in a building, and to engage a potential enemy. Moreover, drones would need targeting abilities for reconnaissance, spotting ambushes and threats, and for taking out targets by themselves. Such advanced characteristics aren't found in present commercial technology, and they would require an AI solution developed specifically for the purpose. Military researchers are actively developing the required additions to gain military advantage. Recent developments in nimble deep learning networks installed on a standard mobile phone such as YOLO or Google's mobile nets point out how fitting advanced AI into a small drone is achievable given the present technology advances. Seeing drones in non-military roles. Currently, commercial drones don't have a lot to offer in the way of advanced functionality found in military models. A commercial drone could possibly take a snapshot of you and your surroundings from an aerial perspective. However, even with commercial drones, a few innovative uses will become quite common in the near future. Delivering goods in a timely fashion, no matter the traffic, being developed by Google X, Amazon, and many startups. Performing monitoring for maintenance and project management. Assessing various kinds of damage for insurance. creating field maps and counting herds for farmers, assisting search and rescue operations, providing internet access in remote unconnected areas, an idea being developed by Facebook, generating electricity from high-altitude winds, carrying people around from one place to another. Having goods delivered by a drone is something that hit the public's attention early, thanks to promotion by large companies. One of the earliest and most recognized innovators is Amazon, which promises that a service, Amazon Prime Air, will be operative soon. Google promises a similar service with its Project Wing. However, we may still be years away from having a feasible and scalable air delivery system based on drones. Remember, even though the idea would be to cut intermediaries in the logistic chain in a profitable way, many technical problems and regulatory ambiguities remain to be solved. Behind the media hype, showing drones successfully delivering small parcels and other items such as pizza or burritos at target locations in an experimental manner, the truth is that drones can't fly far or carry much weight. The biggest problem is one of regulating the flight of swarms of drones, all of which need to get an item from one point to another. There are obvious issues such as avoiding obstacles like power lines, buildings, and other drones, facing bad weather, and finding a suitable spot to land near you. The drones would also need to avoid sensitive airspace and meet all required regulatory requirements that aircraft meet. AI will be the key to solving many of these problems, but not all. For the time being, delivery drones seem to work fine on a small scale for more critical deliveries than having freshly made burritos at your home. Drones can become your eyes, providing vision in situations that are too costly, dangerous, or difficult to see by yourself. Remotely controlled or semi-autonomous, using AI solutions for image detection or processing sensor data, drones can monitor, maintain, surveil, or search and rescue because they can view any infrastructure from above and accompany and support on-demand human operators in their activities. For instance, drones have successfully inspected power lines, pipelines, and railway infrastructures, allowing more frequent and less costly monitoring of vital but not easily accessible infrastructures. Even insurance companies find them useful for damage assessments. Police forces and first responders around the world have found drones useful for a variety of activities, from search and rescue operations to forest fire detection and localization, and from border patrol missions to crowd monitoring. Police are finding newer ways to use drones, including finding traffic violators. Agriculture is another important area in which drones are revolutionizing work. Not only can they monitor crops, report progress, and spot problems, but they also apply pesticides or fertilizer only where and when needed, as described by MIT Technology Review. Drones offer images that are more detailed and less costly than those of an orbital satellite, and they can be employed routinely to analyze soil and map the result using image analysis and 3D laser scanners to make seeding and planting more effective, control planting by controlling tractor movements, monitor real-time crop growth, spray chemicals when and where needed, irrigate when and where needed, assess crop health using infrared vision, something a farmer can't do. Precision agriculture uses AI capabilities for movement, localization, vision, and detection. Precision agriculture could increase agriculture productivity, healthier crops, and more food for everyone, while diminishing costs for intervention. No need to spray pesticides everywhere. Drones can perform even more amazing feats. The idea is to move existing infrastructure to the sky using drones. For instance, Facebook intends to provide internet connections where communication cables haven't arrived or are damaged using special Aquila drones. There is also a plan to use drones for transporting people, replacing common means of transportation such as the car. Another possibility is to produce electricity up high where winds are stronger and no one will protest the rotor noise. Powering up drones using AI. With respect to all drone applications, whether consumer, business, or military related, AI is both a game enabler and a game changer. AI allows many applications to become feasible or better executed because of enhanced autonomy and coordination capabilities. Raffaello D'Andrea, a Canadian-Italian-Swiss engineer, professor of dynamic systems and control at ETH Zurich and drone inventor, demonstrates drone advances. One video shows how drones can become more autonomous by using AI algorithms. Autonomy affects how a drone flies, reducing the role of humans issuing drone commands by automatically handling obstacle detection and allowing safe navigation in complicated areas. Coordination implies the ability of drones to work together without a central unit to report to and get instructions from, making drones able to exchange information and collaborate in real time to complete any task. Taken to its extreme, autonomy may even exclude any human guiding the drone so that the flying machine can determine the route to take and execute specific tasks by itself. Humans issue only high-level orders. When not driven by a pilot, drones rely on GPS to establish an optimal destination path, but that's possible only outdoors, and it's not always precise. Indoor usage increases the need for precision in flight, which requires increased use of other sensor inputs that help the drone understand proximity surrounds, the elements of a building such as a wall protrusion that could cause it to crash. The cheapest and lightest of these sensors is the camera that most commercial drones have installed as a default device. But having a camera doesn't suffice because it requires proficiency in processing images using computer vision and deep learning techniques, discussed in this book, for instance, in Chapter 11 when discussing convolutional networks. Companies expect autonomous execution of tasks for commercial drones, for instance, making them able to deliver a parcel from the warehouse to the customer and handling any trouble along the way. As with robots, something always goes wrong that the device must solve using AI on the spot. Researchers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, have recently tested automated drone flight against a high-skilled professional drone pilot. Interestingly, the human pilot had the upper hand in this test until he became fatigued, at which point the slower, steadier, and less error-prone drones caught up with him. In the future, you can expect the same as what happened with chess and Go games. Automated drones will outrun humans as drone pilots in terms of both flying skills and endurance. We could take coordination to extremes as well, permitting hundreds, if not thousands, of drones to fly together. Such capability could make sense for commercial and consumer drones when drones crowd the skies. Using coordination would be beneficial in terms of collision avoidance, information sharing on obstacles, and traffic analysis in a manner similar to that used by partially or fully automated interconnected cars. Chapter 14 discusses AI-driven cars. Rethinking existing drone algorithms is already going on, and some solutions for coordinating drone activities already exist. For instance, MIT recently developed a decentralized coordination algorithm for drones. Most research is, however, proceeding unnoticed because a possible use for drone coordination is military in nature. Drone swarms may be more effective in penetrating enemy defenses unnoticed and carrying out strike actions that are difficult to fend off. The enemy will no longer have a single large drone to aim at, but rather hundreds of small ones flying around. There are solutions to take down similar menaces. A recent test on a swarm of 100 drones, Model Perdix, a custom-made model for the United States Department of Defense, released from 3 FA-18 Super Hornets and executing reconnaissance and intercept missions has been made public, but other countries are also involved in this new arms race. Remember, when entrepreneur Elon Musk, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, physicist Stephen Hawking, and many other notable public figures and AI researchers raised alarms on recent AI weaponry developments, they didn't think of robots as shown in films like Terminator or iRobot, but rather of armed flying drones and other automated weapons. Autonomous weapons could start an arms race and forever change the face of warfare. Understanding teaching orientation. Much of this book is about creating an environment and providing data so that an AI can learn. In addition, you spend a great deal of time considering what is and isn't possible using AI from a purely teaching perspective. Some parts of the book even consider morality and ethics as they apply to AI and its human users. However, the orientation of the teaching provided to an AI is also important. In the movie War Games, the War Operation Plan Response, Whopper Computer contains a strong AI capable of determining the best course of action in responding to a threat. During the initial part of the movie, Whopper goes from being merely an advisor to executor of policy. Then along comes a hacker who wants to play a game, thermonuclear war. Unfortunately, Whopper assumes that all games are real and actually starts to create a plan to engage in thermonuclear war with the Soviet Union. The movie seems to be on the verge of confirming every worst fear that could ever exist regarding AI and war. Here's the odd part of this movie. The hacker, who is now found out and working for the good guys, devises a method to teach the AI futility. That is, the AI enters an environment in which it learns that winning some games, tic-tac-toe in this case, isn't possible. No matter how well one plays, in the end, the game ends in stalemate after stalemate. The AI then goes to test this new learning on thermonuclear war. In the end, the AI concludes that the only winning move is not to play at all. Most of the media stories you hear, the sci-fi you read, and the movies you watch never consider the learning environment. Yet the learning environment is an essential part of the equation because how you configure the environment determines what the AI will learn. When dealing with military equipment, it's probably a good idea to teach the AI to win, but also to show it that some scenarios simply aren't winnable, so the best move is not to play at all. Understanding regulatory issues. Drones are not the first and only things to fly over clouds, obviously. Decades of commercial and military flights have crowded the skies, requiring both strict regulation and human monitoring control to guarantee safety. In the U.S., the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, is the organization with the authority to regulate all civilian aviation, making decisions about airports and air traffic management. The FAA has issued a series of rules for the UAS, drones. FAA issued a set of rules known as Part 107 in August 2016. These rules outline the use commercial of drones during daylight hours. The rules come down to these five straightforward rules. Fly below 400 feet, 120 meters altitude. fly at speeds less than 100 miles per hour, keep unmanned aircraft in sight all times, the operator must have an appropriate license, never fly near manned aircraft, especially near airports, never fly over groups of people, stadiums, or sporting events, never fly near emergency response efforts. The FAA will soon issue rules for drone flight at night that pertain to when it can be out of the line of sight and in urban settings, even though it's currently possible to obtain special waivers from the FAA. The purpose of such regulatory systems is to protect the public safety, given that the impact of drones on our lives still isn't clear. These rules also allow innovation and economic growth to be derived from such a technology. Remember, each country in the world is trying to regulate drones at this point. These regulations guarantee safety and boost drone usage for economic purposes. For instance, in France, the law allows drone use in agriculture applications with few restrictions, positioning the country as being among the pioneers in such uses. Presently, the lack of AI means that drones can easily lose their connection and behave erratically, sometimes causing damage. Even though some of them have safety measures in case of a lost connection with a controller, such as having them automatically return to the exact point at which they took off, the FAA restricts their usage to staying within the line of sight of their controller. Another important safety measure is one called geofencing. Drones using GPS service for localization have software that limits their access to predetermined perimeters described by GPS coordinates, such as airports, military zones, and other areas of national interest. Algorithms and AI are coming to the rescue by preparing a suitable technological setting for the safe usage of a host of drones that deliver goods in cities. NASA's Ames Research Center is working on a system called Unmanned Aerial Systems Traffic Management, UTM, that will play the same air traffic control tower role for drones as we use for manned airplanes. However, this system is completely automated. It counts on the drone's capabilities to communicate with each other. UTM will help identify drones in the sky. Each one will have an identifier code, just like car license plates, and will set a route and cruise altitude for each drone, thus avoiding possible collisions, misbehavior, or potential damage for citizens. UTM is due to be handed to the FAA for a possible introduction or further developments in 2019 or later. The NASA website offers additional information on this revolutionary control system for drones that could make commercial drone usage feasible and safe. Remember, when restrictions are not enough and rogue drones represent a menace, police and military forces have found a few effective countermeasures. Taking the drone down by a shotgun, catching it by throwing a net, jamming its controls, taking it down using laser or microwaves, and even firing guided missiles at it.